Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, there's been some changes, lots of changes taking place in our industry. And one of the things that's become of particular focus is conflict of interest rules.
Yeah. So the regulator has been for a while now looking at some of the potential conflict of interest that is between an advisor, mm-hmm. the advisor's firm, and the client. And so when you're investing with an advisor or a firm, a financial institution, there needs to be some disclosure of if there's any potential conflict of interest. In that part, it comes down to, especially when you are a money manager, mm-hmm. a discretionary or what we call a portfolio manager, an investment advisor, those titles are given to individuals who have a certain license to provide advice and recommendations of investments to a client.
Right.
Now, how do you know if that advisor is in some form of potential conflict of interest?
Correct. That has not been a very transparent area of our business. And you mentioned something interesting. There's all kinds of different levels of licensing, education, experience in our industry.
Correct.
Right? And depending on the licensing and the education, there's all kinds of different potential conflicts in that. So the industry is trying to get their hands around it, get their head around it, make sure it's transparent, make sure that there's no abuses taking place. But what does that mean? What does a conflict of interest mean, right? So if an advisor puts a product into a client portfolio, the question is, does that product pay the advisor more? Mm-hmm. If there's a series of choices, do you choose, as an advisor, you choose one that pays you more than the other one, mm-hmm. right? People should know that if they do. And then why? It's not to say it's the wrong decision. Just why was that decision made?
So prior to this whole new conflict of interest conversation's been happening and the rules coming out that are out there, you just have to disclose that you do get compensated. Mm-hmm. That's all you had to disclose. I do get paid to provide you that product in your account. That's if you're an investment advisor. What you don't have to disclose is I get paid more on this product than the other product.
Right. Well,
or a similar product.
Or a similar product, right?
You don't have to disclose that right now.
You don't. There are hybrid models that people run, right? We know within the industry there are models where they're fee-based, some fee-based and some non-fee-based. Why? Right?
Yeah, so on a fee-based account, when you pay a percentage of whatever that's in that account, you're generally not allowed to receive any other form of compensation as the advisor.
Well, you're not allowed. Not generally, you're not allowed.
And I'll say generally because there is a loophole. The loophole is open up a non-fee-based account,
right?
Provide the product, get your commission, and then move that money
move in.
So you're double dipping here.
Right.
Like these type of tactics happen in our industry,
right?
Which frustrates me.
Yes. And it erodes confidence. It erodes client confidence. This is the problem.
In the industry as
That's
a whole,
right.
Which is where I see a lot of people worry about that.
Yeah.
What also concerns me is when we have portfolio managers mm-hmm. and who have a discretionary authority mm-hmm. to act in the best interest of their clients,
yep.
given certain goals and objectives the client needs. So let's take our case. We are discretionary managers or portfolio managers. We have the responsibility to put investments into our clients' portfolio in their best interest.
Correct.
So let's stop right there. If we just said that, people will go, okay, that's good. Good to know. How do you know I'm not in conflict of interest? Right. How do you know I'm putting in what I'm putting in, which is in the best interest of you, but is also might be in the best interest of somebody else, like the financial institution.
Yeah, the firm itself.
Some company, right. whatever it may be.
Right.
I think what's missing right now in our industry, and I believe advisors have the ability to explain this to their clients on how they receive or put an investment in the portfolio. What's the process? I call it the filtering process for us. When I explain to our clients, we start off with the economic overview, we then go to asset allocation, how much money goes into stocks, bonds, cash, alternatives.
Yep.
And then from there, how do we determine what investment goes in there?
Right. Is it a stock, a bond, an ETF? Is it a whatever the heck
so
it is?
Let's give an example of, okay, we want to have a percentage of the portfolio because you're our bond guy. I'll pick on the fixed income world.
Yeah.
So we're going to put some money in the bond market. Now, I can buy individual bonds. You can buy individual bonds for our clients. Generally, it's going to be in Canada. We can't really go around the world and start buying a whole bunch of bonds. It gets expensive. And it would not be the best interest of the client for us to go out and start buying global bonds, because we believe global bonds is a better opportunity than Canadian bonds.
Right. Okay. In fact, we have limited to no access to that market.
Correct. Then we can go into what's called the fund world, so an exchange-traded fund, and just buy a global bond exchange-traded fund. That's the starting point. Okay, that's cheaper. You have access to that market, that asset apart, and
well,
away
it
you
may
go.
Be less expensive. Let's be just be careful. An exchange-traded fund may be less expensive.
Correct.
Option.
Maybe. Good point.
Right.
Good point. Well, it can stop there. So if an advisor, if a portfolio manager is just putting ETFs, exchange-traded funds in the portfolio, have they done the due diligence to see what else is out there?
Right.
If a portfolio manager just puts mutual funds in there, have they done the due diligence on the other side? So you have to go through a filtering process. So in our filtering process, when we start off,
yep.
we pick out that asset allocation piece. In our example, global bonds. Okay, let's start off with the exchange-traded fund and see how that has done. That's the benchmark for the index,
right.
the global bond index. That's the benchmark. Then we filter through all of the other funds that are out there. It could be mutual funds, other exchange-traded funds that take care of this asset class that provides the best risk and reward characteristics.
Correct.
We also make sure if it's actively managed that we understand who the manager is, how long they've been on post. What do they have in their portfolio?
What's are
they
their fully currency hedging program? What all of these?
How
things.
Transparent? Will they come on and speak to the public, our clients,
right.
on a regular basis? So mm-hmm. that's why we bring these individuals to the show, because we want people to have access to that information. What's the process that it takes to get into our portfolio?
Right.
That avoids the conflict of interest.
Right.
That people can see step by step, because we're at a financial institution. We can load up all of the financial institution's mutual funds in our portfolio
right.
and say it's in the best interest of the client.
Right.
Prove it.
Right.
What's the process?
That's the question. It's to prove it. Does the process support the discipline and the structure that you've got in place? And that's good old-fashioned money management, right? Good portfolio management is about filtering through all of those things.
Correct.
And, you know, we use the analogy, we talked about it today even, prior to the show, that if all you've got is a hammer, everything becomes a nail.
You want to have as many tools in your tool belt.
That's exactly right. And I think there's two things, there's two things. So conflict of interest, yes, process, product, all of those things. The industry's doing its bit. Clients, again, need to be asking educated questions. Ask for process and discipline and so on and so forth. Right?
So I think the question or the homework I would love to give mm-hmm. our viewers and listeners of this show, sit down with your advisor and ask them to explain how they got those investments into your portfolio. If they make a recommendation, they call you, how did you come up with that?
Right.
What's your process to pick that investment?
Right.
Either a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, whatever it is. If you got a portfolio manager, who does the picking of investments for you? Walk me through how you decide what goes in, what goes out. What's your buy strategy? What's your sell strategy? They need to explain this to people.
Oh,
and they have to articulate it well, because if you just say, trust me, I got this, don't trust it.
Right. And Faisal, we've got just maybe a minute left, but I want to finish on this because you bring up a very good point. There's no one institution that has the smartest people in every asset class all around the world.
Correct.
There's no one person that can claim to be the best investor in every asset class around the world.
Correct.
So the discipline around portfolio management for a pension plan, as an example, I mean, that's our discipline around private pensions. You have to get the best people, the best product, and the best strategy given the environment that you're in, and be dynamic about that, right? So just ask those questions. Explore the process. Make sure there's no embedded conflicts of interest.
If you want to know more about the process on how you build a successful portfolio as you transition to or live in retirement, if you want to know more why those five pillars of investments that we bring into the portfolio and how we do that, we're going to be talking all about that at our next webinar on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. And on behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money, and we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.